John chapter 21, verse 15, it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you for preacher allowing me to preach tonight, Lord. I don't take it for granted. Lord, I pray that you just help me, fill me with your Spirit, giving the words I have to say tonight, and only the words I should say. Lord, I pray that this would be helpful. Lord, this helped me in my life, and I pray that this would help the folks here tonight. And Lord, I pray that you just help bless our preacher, bless the Master's Club tonight at their meeting, and we'll just give the praise and glory for everything that's done tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. And be seated. We just have here the story at the end. We just kind of caught the end of the story. And actually, if you go back, and maybe I should have read the story, Peter has just decided of his own free will to go fishing. All right? And as much as I'm with Peter, I probably would have gone with Peter also. Okay? But Jesus, on the shore, you know, they didn't catch anything, and Jesus yells out and says, hey, you know, do this, and they obeyed what Jesus told them to do, and they brought in a great multitude of fishes. And then Simon Peter, when they went up, they drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, and the net wasn't even broken. And Jesus says, come and dine. And then after that, we see this dialogue after they had eaten. We see this dialogue between Jesus and Simon Peter. Tonight, I just want to, this almost goes hand in hand. In fact, the reason I'm preaching it tonight is because of study that I did for last week. Last Wednesday night. Last Wednesday I talked more about contentment and how we should be content as Christians. As I was studying that, this subject and this thought, this theme kept popping up, and so I felt like the Lord would have me almost not really the same type of message, but it kind of goes off on a different thing. But these two subjects are hand in hand. Tonight I just want to talk about love. Is it selfish or selfless? Love, is it selfish or selfless? We see here that Peter just made a decision, and this decision that Peter had just made was based on something that Peter wanted to do himself. When Peter decided to go fishing, it wasn't because Jesus had just told him to go fishing. Jesus did not tell these men to go fishing, okay? And they just basically decided to do this on their own. So this was a selfish decision. Okay, and Jesus talks to Peter, and honestly, I'll be honest with you folks tonight, I kind of started at the end of my message. I changed that about 30 minutes ago. Because I was reading through my notes, and everything wasn't falling in place like I had thought it should. And the Lord just kind of, I need to start at the end, and we'll kind of work backwards a little bit tonight. But because this is actually the last reference I was going to use tonight, oddly enough. So when they had, but Peter here, Jesus asked him, Peter, do you love me? And of course, Peter, oh yes, Lord, I love you. And he says, feed my sheep. Okay? The first time he says, feed my lambs. And then he asked him again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Oh yes, Lord, I love you. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said, oh yes, Lord, I love you. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, I've grown up around some livestock in my life. I started working on a hog farm when I just got my driver's license. And I've helped the Waltons, and I've helped some other people with cattle and different things. And I never really thought about this. I've heard a lot of messages on this passage, but I never really thought about this feed my sheep. And what all goes into feeding animals? And so that's what I kind of want to, we're going to jump off of that point And we're going to look through the Bible, and we're going to look at some things tonight. And this is as much to me as to anybody tonight. Because honestly, this is probably one thing I struggle with. This and contentment is probably one of the things I struggle with a lot. So we're going to look at these tonight. But there are two things I believe that you must do when you feed livestock. First of all, there is a giving. And I think anybody that has ever had livestock would agree that there is a giving involved in feeding livestock. When I was working for Terry on the hog farm, we had the cows and we had the hogs. He had about 60 head of cattle and about 1,200 hogs at a time. And we fed these every morning. It would take us about between 2 and 3 hours, depending on how ornery they would be. And, you know, we would go in and, but what, you said, Brother Chad, what did that require of you? Okay? Not that I love these animals, but God said, if you love me, if you love God, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. And I think God doesn't put anything in the Bible for just, you know, oh, that looks like a good illustration. I believe God had a purpose there. I believe there are two things that when you feed animals, when you feed livestock, and I think the men in here will agree with me, you have to give of your time. That's one thing you have to give of. You have to give of your time. You know, there are a lot of times I didn't feel like giving of my time. Terry also farmed about 1,200 acres. So when it was planting and harvest time, he did not want to spend 2 or 3 hours first thing in the morning feeding his animals. He wanted to be in the field. When it's deer season, we don't want to be spending 2 or 3 hours picking up dead. We want to be in... Because I know, because I've come over and helped, so we get that quick. We don't want to do that. We want to get out in the woods. Okay? But you know what? When feeding animals, it takes your time. You just can't... You know, I know we got the automatic systems anymore, but it still takes time to get things set up, to get every... We had automatic things for the hogs, but every morning we had to grind more feed for them. It was in a hammer mill. It was a stationary mill, and you had the corn would come in, soybean meal would come in, the minerals would come in, and then it would go into the auger system. And every morning we had to do that. So it took our time. The second thing it took was resources. Without resources, it didn't really take much resources on my part, but it took resources from Terry. It had to take Terry's resources to feed those animals. So I believe that God tells us here, and I want to keep this in mind the whole time, this whole message tonight, that when you give something and when you love something, as God tells us to love something, you're giving of your time and you're giving of your resources. Okay, you're giving of your time and giving of your resources. Okay? What is love? When you say that love is a lot of things, and love, on the other hand, is also not a lot of things. If you will, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is well known as the love chapter, or charity chapter, as it might be called. And we have here, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I want to start in verse number 3. It says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil." We're going to stop right there. You say, "Brother Chad, I thought you just said that love is the action of giving." But here in verse number 3, it says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." I want you to think with me here a second. Love is giving. But love is not just giving. Okay? We see this in... I hate to use Hollywood as an example. Everybody says that they love somebody. And they, what do? Oh, they give them whatever they desire. They don't love them. Okay? I could see some child out on the highway that I do not know. And I see a truck coming down the highway. And I could run out there and grab that child and throw him out of the way and take the truck, hit myself. But that does not mean I necessarily love that child. I just did that because I pity that child. Pity and love are not the same thing. I could have poor people that come up to me and be dirt poor, and I could give them money, but that does not mean that just because I give them money that I love those poor people. Does that make sense? Okay. But I cannot love somebody without giving to that person. Okay? And we will see this later. I believe the Bible clearly teaches this. We see in verse number 5 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Seeketh not her own. That means love is not selfish. Love is not selfish, it is selfless. Love vacates itself of anything that it tries to get for itself and seeks the benefit of everything else, everybody else. Okay? America is probably the most selfish nation in the world. And I think you would agree with me on that. We talked about that, just touched on it last week. We have more, but we want more than any other nation in the world. We have more, but we're not content with what we have, and we're selfish, so we want more. Okay? And we go into this, you start hearing about, I heard somebody say this one once, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is selfishness. Because when you cease to be selfless, that's when you cease to love. Okay, stick with me, because I'll explain this later. I think that hate crimes, as much as I think they're overrated, they're not really necessarily hate crimes. They're crimes because people are selfish. They're more concerned about themselves than about other people. Okay, and we see that. That's one of the parallels I wanted to use. You don't necessarily stop loving someone because you hate them. Okay, just because I stop loving somebody doesn't mean I start hating them. Because hate is a very powerful word. It's not just we say, oh, I hate that. I hate this food. We use hate as a very flippantly as a word. Hate is a very strong word if you look up the true definition of it. So when I don't necessarily stop loving someone because I don't start hating them because I stop loving them. I stop loving them because I become so selfish I stop giving to them. Okay, and I want to show you this. So we see that love is giving. Whereas in John chapter 21, love is giving what two things? Time and resources. Okay, so remember that. For instance, I show my wife that I love her. Okay, when I first really started showing an interest to her, I started spending more time with her, didn't I? Okay. I told you a story about our dating experiences before and how non-existent they pretty much were. But, you know, for the first, I don't know, 4 or 5 months of college, I never went down where there was anybody. I went straight to my room, put my cell phone in my box, talked to Dad, see how the crops were doing, and went to my room. That's all I did. Okay? I did not spend any time with her at all. But as I started to develop an interest and I felt like the love in my heart started growing towards her, my desire was to spend more and more time with her. My desire, before I started loving her, was I going to spend any money on her? No. Why should I do that? All right. But you know, once I started loving her, I was more willing to buy her a top when she wanted, you know. Spending money. You know, if she wanted a Coke, I would, all right, I'll go get you a Coke. You know, so the more I grew to love her, the more time I spent with her, and the more resources I spent on her. Okay? And then I went and did it. I bought the ring. All right? You know, and guys, that's the, at least it was for me, that was the biggest thing I had ever bought for her. I've replaced her brakes a couple of times, you know, done some real quality, you know, things that were sentimental to her. But that was the first thing that I had actually took a large sum of money. Because why did you do that? Because she was just a friend? No, because I felt like I loved her. So I took some of my resources and I gave them to her. And then I decided, well, since I'm giving her a ring, I might as well ask her to marry me. And so why did that happen? Well, I've spent the last 3 years of my life, over 3 years, living with her. I'm giving her my time because I love her. I'm giving her my resources because I love her. Okay? If I just gave her the ring, and that's all I gave to her, and I asked her to marry me, and that's it. I don't pay her bills. I don't feed her. I don't give her a place to sleep. You think, you don't love her. That's exactly right. I wouldn't love her. Because I stopped giving to her. I stopped giving her my time and I stopped giving her my resources. Okay? You see where I'm going with this? Okay? So love is giving. Alright? If I gave her a ring and then stopped taking care of her, that would not be loving her. I continue to show my wife that I love her by giving of myself, my time, and my resources. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Why does God give to us? Why does God give to us? Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Let's start in verse 7. It says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone?" Why do we give our sons, if they ask something of us, why do we give them what they ask? Because you love them. Because you want to meet their needs. Okay? That's why we don't give them a stone. Okay? Because if we give them what they ask, what they need, because we love them. Let's skip down to verse 11. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" God's just like an earthly father. God loves us, so God gives to us. So all the blessings that we are blessed with today, that many times we're not content with, God loves us, and those came from God because God loves us. Okay? Just remember, just because you give things to someone doesn't necessarily mean that you love them. However, you cannot love somebody without giving to them. Okay? So remember this. A genuine love generates a feeling of selflessness. Selflessness. Not selfishness. Selflessness. Means empty of self. It creates in a person a desire to give of themselves to another. Gentlemen, I cannot buy, or whoever, I cannot buy my wife and my family. I could give them everything that their hearts desire. I honestly could. And I think a lot of people try to do this. They try to buy their family off. Honestly. "Well, I'm going to work all this overtime, but I'll just let my wife go on a shopping spree." That's the world's philosophy. They think that they can buy their family off or buy their church off. That's what they think that they can do. Okay? And that's fine, but that doesn't mean you love them. Okay? If you want to give, I'll give whatever I can to my wife. But I do it because I love her. Remember what Paul said about you can give everything but have not charity. But on the other hand, you can't have charity without giving some. Because love is selfless. Okay? My time is the most valuable commodity that I possess. My time. I'm afraid that oftentimes we sell this most valuable of commodities for a cheap price. We sell our time for the cheap price. What are you selling your time for? $10 an hour? $15 an hour? $20 an hour? What would your family pay you if they had the money and you had all of your employers or all of your job opportunities or everything that you wanted as a bid? What would your family put in as a bid to have you spend maybe an hour at home with them at night? Something to think about. This is why I struggle with it. I'm a workaholic. All right? I work all the time if I can, because that's what I love to do. I always have to keep in check that, you know, I have a family at home. Yeah, well, I might make a little more money because I worked a little bit more time, but is my family being neglected because of that? Okay? And I want to love my family the way God would have us love. Now, we're getting to this, the way God loves us. Okay? I think that, honestly, the more your time is worth, the more valuable it is to your family also. Let's go to the book of John. This is where it gets kind of interesting. I'm sorry, John chapter 3. You probably know where I'm going with this. Verse 16. Everybody knows this, but I want you to look at it tonight. "For God so loved the world." So what did God do to the world? He loved it, right? "That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So how did God prove his love to the world? He gave. he gave. So we see here that love is giving. Because if God would have just said, I love the world, but he wouldn't have given it his son, would he have really loved the world? No, because all of us would have gone straight to hell if God's son wouldn't have came down. So God said, I love the world, and by me saying I love the world, I am sending my son. Here's the second thing about love. Not only is love giving, and it's kind of along the same lines, love is giving sacrificially. Love is giving sacrificially. It kind of goes along with that feed my lambs, that feed thing we talked about. I don't necessarily always have the time to go feed those hogs, but I had to take the time maybe away from something else to go do that because that's what I needed to do. I didn't always have, Terry may not have always had the resources to feed those hogs, but we had to take from what we had, sacrificially at times, I'm sure, to take care of those animals. Okay? God so loved the world that he gave. Now listen, this is I never thought about this until I was studying this the other day. God gave to the world the most precious thing that God had. God gave sacrificially. God gave the world the most precious thing that he had. God did not give us his time. I've been telling you that we give our time. God did not give us his time. Why didn't God give us his time? Time's irrelevant to God. God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Time is not nothing to God. Whereas humans, time is all we have. Time is our most valuable commodity, as I just said earlier. Time is our life. So when I give somebody an hour of my time, I give that person an hour of my life. Okay, so your time is... But to God, time's nothing. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Time is nothing with God. So why didn't God... For God so gave his time, because time's irrelevant. What about for God so gave the cattle on 1,000 hills, his resources? Because resources are irrelevant to God. God owns everything. Why would it be? It's not sacrificial. Okay? So love is giving sacrificial. Things and riches are irrelevant to God. You know, God didn't even just give us heaven. The heaven that we could live in. You know, the Bible says the heavens. Did you ever notice that? Didn't just say the heaven. The heaven declare the glory of God. No. It said the heavens. God's got more than one heaven. He don't. There's another one. So to the heaven to God was irrelevant. What was the only thing that God had? He only had one of them. And he cherished it above everything else. It was his son. So he said, I'm going to prove my love to you by giving sacrificially. I'm going to give you my son. The only thing, honestly, I believe that God only had one of. Can you think of anything else that God only has one of? His only begotten son. And God gave that to us because he loved us. Okay? Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. But as humans, although my family is very valuable to me, you know, we don't necessarily give our family for somebody else. Yes, I dedicated my baby girl to the Lord, and I believe that's true. But what are the two main things that we have on this earth that we can sway things with? Our time and our resources. Those are the two main things we have on this earth that are valuable to us. Okay, the time that you have and the resources you've accumulated. Okay, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. How much did Christ love the church? Enough that he gave himself for it. He gave himself for it. For it. And that's exactly what God instructed husbands to do. Give yourself, not your money, not a new car, give yourself for her. Give your time. Resources are good. But you know, my wife would rather have me spend time with her than have me go out and make a bunch of money. Honestly, she would. And that's something I've honestly, and I'll be transparent with you, I've struggled with. You know, because I grew up working all the time, and then I got married, and it's like, man, I got to go home at 10 o'clock. All right? She wishes I'd come at 8. And, you know, I'm doing good to cut out at 10. But, you know, she wants my time. She wants me to spend time with her. Okay? So Christ gave himself for the church. When I spend time with my wife, I'm giving her my life. That hour of my life is the only one, that hour of time is the only one that I will ever have. I cannot rewind life. Okay? I can never regain the time that I give or that I sell. Because sometimes I sell my life. Remember I talked about the highest bidder? I'd much rather sell my life for $30 an hour than $20 an hour. I mean, that's always a plus. But how much of that life are you selling? Are you keeping enough for your family or and your church? We'll see this in a little bit. Or are we selling every spare hour that we have just to get so we can get some more resources? Okay? We have to have a balance here. We show how much we love by how much we give. We show how much we love by how much we give. Go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. It says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I show somebody how much I love them by how much I give to them. I show something how much I love it by how much I give to it. Hang with me here. I'm trying to work on not saying this anymore. I often say, "Man, I love to hunt," or "I love to fish." I understand what people say when they do that. Okay? But what we probably would be a better, and I'm not, you know, I'll still say I love to hunt, and you guys will know what I mean. But if you love something, you're giving a large percentage of your time and your resources to that. Okay, so if I said I love to hunt, you would think, well, he puts a lot of money into it, and he spends a lot of time doing it. Okay? Well, that may be true. Okay? Probably is true. I spend more time at it than money, because I can't ever see anything, so I've got to spend a lot of time looking. But you have to, how much I give to something shows how much I love it. If I love hunting a lot, I'm going to give a lot of my time to it. Okay? We see these professional, at least I do because I watch the Outdoor Channel. You see the professional hunters. Where are they at? I mean, I don't even know where all the places they hunt. That's their life. They have given their life to it. And their resources, they've given their resources and their life to hunt. They truly love hunting because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. Man, I sure like it to maybe say, man, my family, where my treasure is, that's where my heart is. Or, I know not the building, but the church, where my treasure is, where my time is, that's where my heart is. That would be, I wish that could be said of me. Okay, so we show how much we love by how much we give. There's two things that we should love. I believe the Bible teaches this. Jesus said the first and great commandment is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." I believe that we should love the things of God. And how do we love these? One aspect is by giving. We should love the things of the Lord by giving. What do we give? Our time and our resources. If you're not giving your time and your resources, you don't love God. I don't care what you tell me. I don't. Honestly. By your... And this aggravates me, and I may get on a pet peeve here. The Bible says, "By your works ye shall know them." I'm tired of people saying, "I'm a Christian." They never darken the door of a church. Or, "I'm a Christian," and they live like a heathen. Or, "I'm a Christian," and you never see them drop a penny in the offering plate. By your works ye shall know them. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Feed my sheep. What does feeding involve? Giving of your time and your resources. If ye love me, God said, feed my sheep. Give your time, give your resources. And I don't understand this whole, maybe I don't get this. And you know what, I'm preaching the Wednesday night crowd here. Most of you would probably shake your heads and agree with me. But you know, the people that come in and say, well, I love God. But you don't ever give your time and your resources to God? You're not being selfless. You're being selfish. God gave you that life, and you won't give. Here's a thought, and I don't even probably do this. God gives us something, what are we supposed to do with it? This is going to get, probably everybody's going to be real quiet here. God gives us something, what are we supposed to do with it? Tithe. Here's a thought. God gives us 24 hours a day. What's 10% of 24? 240. Do I give God 2 hours and 40 minutes of my day, every day? Honestly, no, I don't. God gave me something, and God commanded me to give back to Him, to give a tithe. He asked 10%. He says, I'll give you 90%. You can go live your life the way you want to live it. All I ask is 10%. Do we give a 10% of what God gives us back to Him? Food for thought. Think about that this week. It's kind of convicting when you think about it. Kind of convicting. At least it is for me. Alright. So love is not selfish. Love is selfless. Love gives back. Okay? Love will give to your wife when she needs some extra time. Love will give to your church when you need some extra time. Love gives my wife an extra $100 or extra $150 to go to Covered Bridge when she needs that time. Love gives my church in this thankful giving month of November. Love gives my church that little extra bit. You say, well, Brother Chad, I just don't have it. Jesus, God didn't have another son either, but He still gave it for me and for you. I don't have another dollar. God didn't have another son. He gave the only one He had. Something to think about. Give your time and give your resources. I wonder, and I kind of, like I said, we'll end up where we started. We're going back to that feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Are you sacrificially, let me read what I have. We say that we love God. What was God's response to Peter's reply? Feed my sheep. Why does feeding involve? Giving of time and resources. Do you love God? Everyone in here, I think, would say, if you were asked, do you love God? Yes, I love God. But if you went to court and they put you on trial, remember, by your works ye shall know them. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Keep those in the back of your mind. If you went to court and they said, do you love God? And you said, yes, I do. And they said, present the evidence that you love God. The evidence. What would they have to present? Would they have anything? Would they have anything to present? Have you given any time? Have you given any resources to God? If you were asked, do you love your family? I would say, yes, I love my family. And then you went to court, and they brought you before the judge and said, what have you given to your family? Because love is giving. Love is giving sacrificially, not just giving. Love is giving sacrificially. Sacrificially means that I may not be able to go out and buy 3 new tree stands this year or buy a new truck. It means taking something that could have been mine. Like the Bible says, where Christ gave Himself for the church, gave something that could have been mine and give it to her. It's sacrificially. Are you giving sacrificially? It's not just giving. I think that's maybe one of the things Paul was talking about when he said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Because I think a lot of these people, philanthropists or whatever, people that have a lot of money and just give it out to people, which I'd like to know a couple of them. If you know anybody could recommend me, you know, I'll be willing to tell them they need to be selfless, and I'll be a little selfish for a while. But it's giving sacrificially. They're not giving sacrificially because they got tons of stuff. Okay? It's giving a sacrificial way. If my family, I was taken to court and they said, Brother Chad, can you give evidence that you love your family? Would they be able to provide sufficient evidence to prove me guilty of loving my family? Or would the jury hang? I think that's the term. Would they be indecision? Could they not decide one way or the other? There's not enough evidence this way, but there's not enough evidence this way. You know, he hasn't divorced her, but on the other hand, are you giving sacrificially to him? Folks, I think God is putting a bid in for some of our time, some of our resources. I mean, I work here, but... And you think, well, Brother Chad, all your time resources are here. Not necessarily. You know, I'm only required to come a certain amount of time every week. I'm only required to do certain jobs every week. It's that little bit of extra that I have to put in. You know, this is my job. And I'm thankful for it. But also, by taking this job, there's a lot of things by me serving the Lord with my life, there are also a lot of things that I've had to put to the side. Maybe some dreams, maybe some ambitions, maybe some things I like to do. I've had to put those to the side. Also, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. But you do have to set some things aside if you want to serve the Lord with your whole life. Okay, so in a way, I sacrificially gave something I desired in order to give to the Lord. But I'm not just talking about that. I give up my extra time too. I mean, if you were to come back here, you ask my wife. There were several nights when we was working on this. You come by here at 9, 10 o'clock at night, lights are still on. Did I have to be here at 9 or 10 o'clock at night? No. I've only got a certain amount of hours I have to put in. And I'm not the example of anything. I'm just saying. I'm not preaching to you something that I won't try to do myself. I fail. Honestly, I doubt that if I give God 10% of my time, I really doubt it. But it might be something worth thinking about and maybe striving for. If you could give God 10% of everything that God gives you, and that's not much to ask, I don't think, for all that God gives us. Keep these. This isn't really a message tonight to, you know, I wasn't hooping and hollering, and not that I really ever do, but just something to take home with you. Think about this week. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Husbands, love your wives as God, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. Love is giving. Love is giving your time and your resources. Think about that this week. Maybe we'll speak to your heart about something. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Thank you for helping me with this. Lord, help me to be balanced in my life. Lord, help me to do all things well as you talk about in your word. Help me to be balanced and in every area of my life. Help me to be willing to give sacrificially to my family. Sacrificially to your work. Lord, if there's a need in the church or if there's a need in my family, Lord, help me to be able to see it and be able to step up and use what you have given me, the time you've given me and the resources you've given me to help meet that need, to help fulfill that need. Lord, I pray that you just help us and just help us to be better Christians for you. Lord, I pray that you just glorify tonight and everything that was said. In Jesus' name, amen.